Ralphie Radio Show. You know her, of course, for her own show, Kel on Earth, plus The City and the Hills, the CEO of People's Revolution. Kelly Catrone has a new book coming out tomorrow, Normal Gets You Nowhere. She joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show from New York. And Kelly, it was a crazy day for you yesterday, huh?
It was a crazy day yesterday, yes, Ralph. We were tweeting. So
yes.
My daughter's birthday, so we did Ava's birthday in the country house, and then we drove back and we did Ava's birthday last night, and then they decided to kill Osama bin Laden in the middle of my book tour. I go from the royal wedding to the death of Osama bin Laden. I mean, how is that? I'm going to fire the psychic who said, yeah, May is definitely a
bad guy. And of course, with the book coming out tomorrow, Too Normal Gets You Nowhere, and you were in a cab when you found out, Kelly?
Yeah, I was in a taxi cab. It was really, 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 really bizarre. It goes back to, I found out I was pregnant on September 10th, 2001, at around between 11:30 and midnight, so just 8 hours before the World Trade Center attack, and I live about 6 blocks from there. So that's when I found out I was pregnant. So Osama bin Laden ends up dying on my daughter's 9th birthday.
That's crazy.
So bizarre. And I'm in the car with my daughter, because I'm a bad mom, and it was like 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, and we were coming from the Carlisle Hotel. And her godmother, Mary Ellen Mark, who's a very famous documentary fine art photographer, and her husband, who's an Academy Award-nominated documentary filmmaker, and Ava and her little friend Maya. We were driving in a taxi cab with a Muslim cab driver. All of a sudden, this news comes on the radio, and he starts crying, and we start cheering. And Martin, you know, Ava's godfather, was filming the whole thing. It was so bizarre just to have that split screen kind of reality for everyone. And at the same time, you know, we all had to be sensitive about each other's feelings because, I mean, we were in a cab together.
Kelly, you know, when I saw people gathering yesterday on college campuses and at Ground Zero and at the White House, I actually thought of two different chapters of your book. And the first that came to mind was your whole portion of the book on death, because it kind of caught me a little off guard how much you talk about death in this book and the fact that we should celebrate death more than we mourn it.
Yeah, I mean, the death chapter, I just really feel like we don't talk about how to die in this country, and there are other cultures, you know, around the world that have better rituals than what we've been able to put together, I think. And, you know, I knew the first time when my grandfather was dying, and having, you know, gone to nursing school and stuff and being with him, that I was terrified, you know. I mean, I stayed with him through his death and, you know, came to learn really quickly that it's very similar to birth, and it's a huge high honor to be called to be near someone who's dying and to be in their presence, because you really can learn a lot about life and that part of life that exists in between words that words can't really explain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did it with my grandmother and had an amazing time with my mom, and then I got to do it again with my dad. And you know, when my dad died in May, I thought, okay, well, now it's my father, you know, we'll see if I really believe all of this hugabaloo about the body going and the spirit continuing. But I did, you know, and I ended up going to work the day that my dad died. I was on a plane and was taking off on an airplane and kind of meditating and feeling like his soul was ascending while my flight was going.
The story of you trying to get on that airplane, though, is one of the many great stories in this book, Normal Gets You Nowhere, from Kelly Catrone. She joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. The second portion of the book that I thought of, Kelly, immediately watching all the events unfold yesterday, was the chapter on my generation being comfortably numb. And I think a lot of what you wrote still holds true, especially in regards to things like the TSA laws, fur, candles. But didn't some of those scenes yesterday show that maybe my generation isn't, we're not completely numb yet, at least?
Well, we need to get up and get out. Like, people are just waiting and hoping that other people are going to take care of things for us. And we need to, like, you know, I want to do this publicity stunt. I'm trying to pull it off, which is the 25 to 50 models on the West Side Highway in bikinis with posters that say, it's hot, so are we. We want to swim, clean our water now. This is not island.
Oh, wow.
I'm really trying to get this pulled off by the end of May.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to, like, Ford Models, and my friend Scott lives over at Y Model Management, and, you know, Elizabeth Arden, who I represent, Red Door Spas, and trying to pull it all together, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. I think it'll be a great thing.
Kelly, also in the book, you say you've dreaded every normal person you've interviewed for a gig at People's Revolution. I immediately thought, Whitney Port, is she normal or no?
Whitney's not so normal, you know. She's really not. I mean, she's funny. She's quirky. Like, she has a subversive side to her that you wouldn't really know. I mean, she's a sweet, sweet, sweet one, but no, she's definitely... How can you be on the city in the hills and design a clothing line to be normal?
Well, I got... good point. Excellent point. But hey, I don't know her, so I figured I'd ask you.
Do any one of those things, but the fact that she did all three is just another indication that, you know, come on now.
Exactly. No, she fit in. And I had no... Obviously, I found out during the book that that you're from Syracuse, Camillus to be exact, correct?
Yeah, and you're from Liverpool.
Yeah, well, I have an aunt in Liverpool. I'm actually originally from Niagara Falls, but I went to Syracuse University, where I also found out
every year, okay, I go to Niagara on the Lake. That's my secret spot.
Come on!
Yeah, the Prince of Wales Hotel at Niagara on the Lake.
Yeah, right, Niagara Falls, Ontario there. I grew up 5 minutes from there, on the American side, of course, in New York.
I love Niagara Falls. I go on the Maid of the Mist. I have a collection of Maid of the Mist photographs.
Do you keep the poncho too, Kelly, or no?
Yeah, the blue poncho.
Yeah! That's great. Wow, this is too funny.
Down underneath mine, so I get that Kid Rock look.
That's so funny. Again, the book, Normal Get You Nowhere, hits bookshelves and e-readers tomorrow. Miss Kelly Catrone, thank you so much for making some time.
Come see me if you're in New York. Come by the Rev.
Isn't it like a tourist attraction at this point? Aren't all these people flooding
it's
in?
It's okay. We're used to it. It's fine. We got to see our peeps. If you're not nice to your fans, then you don't have a job, yo.